Last month, a case went to the California Supreme Court involving a Santa Teresa High School student, known as George T., who wrote a poem in which he imagines himself the next school shooter. He presented it to a classmate, who felt sufficiently threatened to show the poem to school officials. George T. was expelled from school and prosecuted under California's criminal threats law. The principal of Santa Clara High School has a right to be concerned. The safety of his students is his first responsibility, and the merest possibility that there might be a shooting at his school is a threat that he must head off. And with the recent history of lethal violence in our schools, it could be a dreadful mistake to read George T.'s poem only as an act of creative expression. But by treating his poem as a criminal act, school officials pass up the opportunity to ask all the right questions. Why did George T. write this poem? What motivated him to generate a work with such disturbing content? Are the alienation and fear expressed in his poem unique to him, or do many, or even most high school students on some level, share his experience? The answers could lead us to understand why a young man in today's public school system might feel like picking up a gun, to help him not pick up that gun, and to begin the difficult process of understanding what makes school shootings possible. It's all too easy to be complacent about the internal lives of our adolescents. George T.'s poem unsettles us, and this is a good thing. The fact that he wrote about being a shooter, without becoming one, gives us a unique chance to end our complacency without having to reckon with another horrifying act of violence. School officials everywhere are watching this case for guidance on where to draw the line between free speech and school safety. It's a line worth drawing, but criminalizing George T. and his poem is an easy way out. If we make room for creative expression, while also providing real help for kids on the edge, we'll have taken the first step towards making free speech and school safety the same thing.